Hey, let's talk about the concept of a built-in bully, right? So a lot of loser baiters that are addicted to shame and addicted to the pleasure that shame gives them, all of the guilt that they have associated with just existing or being in a baiter body, they're okay. Deep down, that they're okay. These loser baiters, they need degradation. It's a part of their sexual identity. To ask them to switch to being, a proud masturbator, to be proud of their masturbation addiction, it's too much of an ask. It's like asking a gay man, like, "Hey, can you stop being gay?" It's just that intrinsically tied to their sexual identity that asking them to stop belittling their beta existence, it's akin to cruelty, honestly. It's more cruel than anything that they could say to themselves. And trust me, they say some pretty fucked up shit to themselves. Because you know that old adage where they say, you can truly tell a man's character when he's by himself? That's true for these loser baiters. These loser baiters tell themselves the deepest, darkest truths, the most honest insults that they can muster, all for the sake of pleasure. Even with all the positivity, all of the sexual liberation, all of the whole self-care movement, there's always something to feel shame about. And that's where these masturbators thrive. They always know that there's always some more insults that they can throw at themselves. They always know that there's some more humiliation that lies within them. And hell, like, it's just such a complex topic that you just know that it would take 10, 20, 30, 40 years of therapy just to get at the heart of why these masturbators are so fucked up. Because, like, for some of them, they did live very, very hard lives, and they're just reflecting on instances of verbal abuse that they suffered at the hands of a bully, an external one that either happened in like adolescence or in a grade school setting or later in life. But for the most part, some of these baiters are just so fixated on the past that they just play all these messed up verbal insults in their head over and over again and masturbate to them. Essentially, just taking back the power and taking back the control from the person that originally verbally abused them. And others, like, they've lived perfect, privileged lives. Maybe they've gotten insulted on the internet once or twice, and they just fixate on that. And others, they've never been insulted a day in their life, either because of their physical appearance or their financial stability. They've never faced a day of turmoil, and yet they get turned on by the thought of being in a place where they're just insulted day after day. And so they all just build this internal bully for themselves to use as their little pleasure device, their sexual imaginary friend that they implant in their brain. They create a built-in dom that knows all of their deepest, darkest insecurities, as well as the things that they are secure about. And they let this bully, this imaginary construct in their brain, just pick at them, just poke fun at them, just bully them and degrade them. It's a very sick kink, honestly. It's not for everybody, but these loser baiters, they just find a way to just turn this verbal dom in their brain up to 11 and just let that fucking bully in their brain just wreak havoc when they masturbate. The self-victimization just really turns them on, knowing that they know the exact words that can pierce all the armor that they've set up for themselves, for the rest of society. You put these solosexual losers alone in a room and they will masturbate. They will masturbate and call themselves all sorts of names. They're the type of masturbators that'll grab a permanent marker and just write insults all over their entire body, unprovoked and uninstructed. It's almost as if all these loser solosexuals with these self-degradation kinks have arrived to the same conclusion that they must let the bully win and prosper inside their minds in order to get any sense of pleasure out of their feeble little bodies. Because really, what exists in this loser baiter's mind is very complex but very simple, right? So they have a side of themselves that's dominant, and also a side of themselves that's submissive. The mental dominance that exists in their mind convinces their submissive body to just masturbate and masturbate and masturbate, while they just let their verbal dom, their inner alpha, just take over and dominate themselves. They really have no need for another sexual partner in this situation. They're a complete sexual being because they extract more pleasure and more pain from themselves than any other person could really deliver them. Loser masturbators with built-in bullies have the ability to do something that not many people can do. And that's the ability to both know their limits when it comes to verbal degradation, as well as have the ability to push on these limits. This inner bully that they have is just something that's so subconscious, so tied to their innate desire to be lesser than, that even when they say the most fucked up things to themselves, even when they do the most depraved things that they never thought they would see themselves doing, this inner bully just pushes themselves in directions where they really don't want to end up. And yet they do. They just let this bully just push them into areas of pain and pleasure and humiliation. And so there's really no end to it, because as this inner built-in bully makes them do all of these depraved acts, that just becomes their everyday. That becomes their go-to. They might start off with masturbation, but slowly they just start participating in nastier, more humiliating kinks, calling themselves names that aren't even registered as slurs, but they should be, given the context and the use that the user masturbator uses his own words against himself. It's a vicious cycle of verbal degradation, fueled by the virtuous cycle of chronic masturbation. Which means, for the stupid little masturbators out there, that the worse the degradation gets, the more masturbation occurs, and the more masturbation that occurs, the better this loser feels, and the better the loser feels, the more they feel the need to degrade themselves. It's never ending, it's never ceasing, and that's why these loser masturbators with built-in bullies, you know, they're masturbating to this right now, just hurling insults at themselves left and right. Because these types of loser masturbators, they just want to feel worse than they know that they are. You know, if you ran into them outside of a bait space in your day-to-day life, you would say that they're a well-adjusted adult. And if you told them that to their face, I'm pretty sure they'd just smile and say they really appreciate that. But the truth is, that does nothing for them. It does nothing for them sexually or emotionally, because what they really desire is the negative self-talk that their brain generates. They want to listen to their bully inside them. So, you know, even having an external source of positive validation, you know, having somebody compliment them left and right, up and down, all day, all night, it's nothing compared to the words that their inner bully, their toxic inner monologue can provide. Because they get pleasure out of it. They get pleasure out of getting worse, out of saying worse things to themselves. And it is an unhealthy act. I'm not going to pretend like it's not, but these loser masturbators don't care. That's the entire allure of having their built-in bully just belittle them. These types of loser baiters, deep down, know that they aren't as low as they say they are. They know the truth, that they are a good person. But that's exactly why they need their built-in dom. They need that inner force to push them lower and lower, to prove to them that they are just a lowly porn addict, just like they say they are. And for a lot of losers, it is just roleplay. They just pretend that they're this way. But they have this sick, deep fantasy that they just give in to the negative self-talk, if they just listen to that part of themselves long enough, then they'll just become exactly what that dom says they are. But they'll never be as terrible as their inner dom says they are. Because they can always get worse and worse and worse, and that inner dom wants them to. That inner dom will let them just get worse and worse and worse. Because just as there's always something to be grateful for, there's always something to be hateful for.